today, there are only two license steps. When you graduate, you take a license that prepares you for third mate and second mate. And all you have to do is put the sea time in. You don't have to take another license. And then you when you do take a license after second mate, you're taking chief mate masters, and that's more of a paperwork one. It's more administrative than it is anything. And the licensing has changed from when I was a cadet and taking my licenses. And they were all essay questions too. Now they're all multiple choice.
That's interesting. I also I'm thinking about that, you know, there's a difference too between those who went to a maritime academy versus those who came up the hawse pipe.
That's right.
You know, so I think probably the learning curve for someone who hadn't had that previous experience.
Yeah, there was, like I said, the first ship I was on, there were everybody had a master's license except me. And I think I was the only maritime academy graduate too. Some of them might have been through the maritime program during the Second World War. But they were out of Matthews County, Virginia, and out of Western Pennsylvania, and they didn't go to a maritime school. They just went straight to sea and worked their way up. So I was a young whippersnapper.
So when you, on any of the